This is Dr. David Price, and you're listening to Verse by Verse. Well, today we're beginning a brand new series out of 1 Peter. We're going to call it A Guidebook for Foreigners. If you've spent any time in a foreign country, you know the feeling that comes with not being in familiar surroundings. Depending on where you are, the culture can be a challenge. Communication can be almost impossible. Getting directions, that can be an adventure. The problem isn't where you are. The problem is that you are out of sync. You are the foreigner. On my first trip to London, everything was new. I saw signs in the underground that said "Way Out," and I thought, these people never left the 1960s. At every station, the driver announced, "Mind the gap." I had no idea what he meant. When I finally got off at the Islington station, I gathered my suitcases and headed for my hostel. On every street corner, the words "look right" or "look left" were painted on the pavement. It took a while to understand why. I had the address, but I couldn't find the building. I walked in circles around Russell Square until exhausted, I hailed a cab. He drove 3/4 of a block, stopped in front of the hostel, and charged me £5. Yes, everything was strange, but I was the foreigner. What I needed was a good guidebook, something to tell me what to do, where to look, how to survive somewhere I didn't naturally belong. And here's what we need to understand before getting any further. The people Peter is writing to weren't feeling homesick on vacation. They were actually displaced, real refugees. In AD 64, a massive fire tore through Rome and destroyed a huge portion of the city. Rumors swirled that Emperor Nero himself had it started, possibly to clear land for his building projects. To deflect the blame, Nero pointed the finger at a small misunderstood religious group, the Christians. What followed was brutal. Believers were arrested, tortured, and executed as scapegoats for a disaster they had nothing to do with. Many who could escape fled Rome and scattered across the northern regions of Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. That's not a coincidence. That's exactly where Peter addresses his letter. 1 Peter 1:1 says, "To God's elect, exiles scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." Those aren't random places on a map. Those are the real towns and provinces where the real families showed up as refugees, carrying whatever they could grab, and trying to rebuild a life among people who didn't trust them, didn't understand their faith, and in many cases saw them as dangerous outsiders. So when Peter calls them foreigners and exiles, he's not being poetic. He's not reaching for a nice spiritual metaphor. These were people who had lost homes, possibly family members, and were trying to figure out how to live faithfully in cities where they had no natural standing, no legal protection, and no guarantee of safety. And that, friends, is the real backdrop for everything that Peter will write. This letter is a guidebook for Christians living in strange cultures, but more than that, it is a lifeline for people who had every reason to feel abandoned and were trying to hold on to hope anyway. So over these next few weeks, come with me as we explore A Guidebook for Foreigners. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.